Welcome to Hungry for Answers with me, Robin Clare, recovery coach professional. Do you love food, alcohol, drugs, sex, social media, cigarettes, or gambling a little too much? The traditional narrative says that addiction to these vices is the problem. The truth is, they are just symptoms. This hit show takes you from recovery to your ultimate life as my special guests and I help you discover how underneath every vice is the addiction to the suffering that developed due to unhealed trauma. So what can you do? Hungry for Answers provides groundbreaking, proven solutions from my best-selling spiritual book, Feast and Famine, Healing Addiction with Grace. It's time to stop suffering and start living your ultimate life. You have a divine right to a life filled with love, joy, peace, and abundance. Hungry for Answers starts now.
Hello, everybody. It's Robin. And so in the past, I've used three of my shows to record my three books, Messiah Within, The Divine Keys, and Feast and Famine. And last week on vacation, I was walking on the beach. And I think you may also know that my mother passed away in June, and I have COVID and had COVID. I'm still recovering. And so I was feeling kind of down, and I said to my divine, I have no spark. And I was crying, and I was the only one on the beach at 5 o'clock in the morning for sunrise. And my divine said, go sit on top of the lifeguard station and we'll give you something to do. So when I got on top of the lifeguard station, they were talking to me about moving further into my own recovery coaching practice and speaking on recovery and all of that. But they gave me a book called The Hidden Truth Within Trauma. And then they gave me the 10 parts of the book. So I thought, this would be kind of fun to walk through with you. What are the 10 parts they gave me? I'm going to do it in two podcasts, a 30-minute one today and then a 30-minute one the next podcast. And so I think what I'm excited about is that you'll be able to see the process of writing a book and being spiritually guided to write a book. So it was very cool to receive the 10 parts of the book. And I'm just going to start with part one, see how far we get today, and then we'll do the rest in the next podcast. So the first part of the book, the first thing that we experience is obviously trauma. If we're talking about the hidden truth within trauma, we have to talk about trauma. So what is trauma? So trauma is a deeply distressing or disturbing experience. And when do we have trauma? We have trauma our entire life, in our early childhood, you know, our childhood years, our teens and our adults, we're constantly having traumatic experiences. Now, some of these traumatic experiences are done to us by others, or maybe even yourself, that leaves you in pain or distress. So there are three forms of trauma. There's acute trauma, which results from a single incident. There's chronic trauma, which is repeated and prolonged trauma, such as domestic violence or abuse. And then there's complex trauma, which is exposure to varied and multiple traumatic events, often of an invasive interpersonal nature. And so what I found interesting in my study of trauma to write my third book, Feast and Famine, is that it kind of gets settled in us. And it lives within our cells, affecting every aspect of our lives. We may not even know it, but it affects our relationships. It affects our ability to parent, to be a good sibling, to be a good partner. I think I said work. It affects us at work. It affects us about being a good citizen. And so this trauma sits in our cells. And another interesting thing is that the trauma may be dramatic, like something terrible happened, or it could be a series of smaller events in our childhood, teen, and adult years. The trauma forms into a pattern, especially if this is part of our soul's destiny. So what do I mean by that? I am of the belief that we've come here to fulfill our soul's destiny, like to grow on our soul's path. So we're really soul beings here having a human being experience. And so why is our soul here? It's not like just like, oh, planet Earth, that's cool. No, it's here to have a destiny. It's here to fulfill something. So if you're here to heal past karma, past life, traumatic experiences, you're going to experience that trauma basically over and over again in your life. I think we've all experienced that. We'll be like, why is that happening again? Right? And it is because it's part of our soul's learning. So if you were to go back, you could actually trace all your traumatic experiences and see that there was actually a pattern in there. So that happened to me. I was able to discover that I was publicly humiliated 21 times. And the reason why I was publicly humiliated, I have come to learn now, of course, hindsight is 2020, is that I needed to learn how to speak my truth. And I needed to be able to not be afraid of speaking in public and not being afraid of speaking my truth. So what I discovered is that the more that I healed my trauma, the more that I could speak my truth. Right. So moving on to the second part of the book that Spirit wanted to include is the idea of suffering. So listen to this: psychological concerns of trauma, anxiety and panic attacks, fear, anger, irritability, obsessions and compulsions, shock and disbelief, emotional numbing and detachment, depression, shame and guilt. And shame and guilt, especially if the person dealing with the trauma survived while others didn't. So in my mind, these all feel like suffering. I'm sure the same to you. Or they can cause you to suffer. For some people, though, a traumatic event can lead to mental health issues such as post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, depression, alcohol and drug use, as well as impacting on their relationships with family, friends, and at work. So here we are, this idea of suffering. What I did learn in writing Feast and Famine is that there's only one primary addiction, and that is to suffering. And then once you're caught in the trap of suffering, you will find a secondary addiction to do one or both of the following: one, to continue the addiction to suffering, and or to feel better from the suffering. So we have to, if we're addicted to something, it means we're going to do it over and over again, which we're going to talk about in the next section. So it's interesting. Whenever I told people along the journey on podcasts and conversations that our primary addiction on the planet is to suffering, it really goes over like a lead balloon, because most people don't want to say they're suffering. And I'm not really sure why, because it's a powerful word, right? And it's something that we associate with very prestigious religious people. They suffered for our sins, right? They suffered. How could I be suffering? You know, this is just my life. And especially if your trauma pattern is subtle, right? It's not anything that anyone else would look at and say, wow, oh my gosh, that's awful. I hope she's not suffering or he's not suffering. Of course, there are sufferings where it's just terrible. And you know, we can see it right away. So one of the things I always say, and many of the great spiritual teachers on the planet have said this, is pain is inevitable and suffering is an option. So pain is inevitable. We are not getting away without pain. Pain is something that we've all experienced, and it's just there. It's there because we're mind, body, spirit, and emotion, and we can't get away in life without pain. But suffering, that's different. Suffering is an option. Suffering is, we don't have to suffer. We don't have to do that. We can acknowledge the pain, we can heal the pain, but we don't have to suffer. At the same time, unfortunately, we can be suffering and not be in pain. Like, suffering may just be maybe our personality type. Maybe we see the glass half empty or, you know, like Chicken Little, the sky is falling, all of that. Anytime you're in a negative mindset, you're suffering. And so I'm sorry to say that suffering is, if we're not suffering, then hopefully we're well, right? We're healing and we're well. But suffering is something we all have to watch, because it's very easy with the media and everyone else on the planet. You know, we have parents that were suffering. We have, you know, and so we grew up in homes where people were suffering, and we grew up in communities where people were suffering. So it's really up to us to make that decision that suffering is an option for yourself. So let's move on to addiction. That's number three. So far, we've talked about trauma, suffering, and now we're on to addiction itself. So addiction is a chronic dysfunction of the brain system that involves reward, motivation, and memory. I really wasn't sure, even though I wrote a book on addiction and recovery, I couldn't really say off the top of my head, what is addiction? So it was really interesting to research this and get some greater understanding. So it's about the way your body craves a substance or behavior, especially if it causes a compulsive or obsessive pursuit of reward and lack of concern over consequences. That's important, right? It's like a compulsive, obsessive pursuit of reward, of something to make you feel better. And it usually, you do have a lack of concern or consequences. For me, it was a little different because I had obsessive compulsive food disorder and bulimia. And I noticed that the obsessive compulsive eating I did without, I was looking for reward, right? Chocolate, feeling better, dessert. I had a shitty day. What can I eat next? But I did have a lack of concern of consequences of that in one regard, but then I must not have, because I then would move into a secondary, well, a third addiction, right? If suffering was my first, obsessive eating was my second, third was bulimia, I guess I had a problem with overeating. Eating and I didn't want to gain weight, or as I really began to see, I was actually looking to punish myself or self-humiliate myself, that every time I would do that, I would look at myself in the mirror and I would roll my eyes. And so, you know, if I figured if I self-humiliate myself, which is my trauma pattern, then I'll do it before anybody else gets to me. And so that was a huge aha moment in my own recovery world. And then the general signs of addiction are lack of control or inability to stay away from a substance or behavior, decreased socialization, like abandoning commitments or ignoring relationships. And so I also wanted to share with you some information from Feast and Famine. So Feast and Famine is a book. I think I shared that I'm a channeled author, and I wrote this book with Sophia, the divine feminine. And this is what she said about addiction. I thought this was interesting. I asked her, Sophia, where does addiction begin? I asked. Sophia replied, your beginning is that moment when you first experience disappointment or heartache from someone who is supposed to love you unconditionally. I'm going to read that again. Your beginning is that moment when you first experience disappointment or heartache from someone who is supposed to love you unconditionally. And what does love you unconditionally mean? To love somebody unconditionally, and this is Robin, I'm not reading, to love you someone unconditionally means acceptance without judgment. From that very first moment of humiliation by someone you trust, you step onto your journey of suffering with the potential of surrendering within an excuse me, of surrendering into exquisite grace. And we'll be moving into those concepts later. While it may not feel like a blessing on the journey, you are indeed blessed to live a life of reaching your full potential of knowing grace. And then I asked her, when will grace happen? I asked, and she replied, when you are ready to receive it. So I wanted to share those insights from Sophia. And in my life, I shared that that my addiction was to suffering, and I fulfilled that with obsessive compulsive food disorder and bulimia. And it's interesting, I think if you heard me, I said obsessive compulsive food disorder. I mean, food addictions aren't even considered addictions, they're considered disorders. I'm not sure why. There's a lot of us, there's millions and millions of people who have food disorders. But at the same time, I never really thought about myself as an addict, because no one considered food issues an addictive. And certainly I didn't know about addiction was a form of suffering. So I was thinking about a story with one of my brothers who was a heroin addict. And I remember having an argument with him over whose addiction was worse, mine to food or his to heroin. Now you're probably sitting there saying, how can you even compare the two? But my argument with my brother Michael was that my addiction, food addictions, we have permission to eat three meals a day and snacks, and everything is celebrated with treats. So the idea that it is so easily accessible and so available, I know the same thing is accessible, but available to you as a tool, as an addictive tool. And so, whereas heroin, you know, you have to really seek that out. So it probably was a silly argument, and we agreed to disagree, but I thought I would just share that with you. All right, so that's number three, addiction. And I'd like to take a 2-minute break if I can, and we'll see you in 2 minutes.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Too many people go too long forgetting their true soul purpose. Join me, Gina Gale Gray, every fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific in Savvy Solutions. Take the journey back to me with a freedom coach and oracle on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find your soul oceans now in my show. Learn how you can release the wall around your heart and follow your emotional being back to connection and compassion. Visit AnywhereMindBodySoul.com.
Hello, and welcome back to Hungry for Answers with me, Robin Clare. To learn more about me and my work, please go to clarity.com. That's clarity.com. And so we're talking about my new book, which I haven't even written, but it was given to me by the divine, called The Hidden Truth Within Trauma, And we're going through the 10 chapters that they want me to write about. And we'll do the first five in this podcast, and then the second five in my podcast, the upcoming one. For now, that will be available on 8/11. All right, so we did trauma. That was the first chapter. Then suffering, what is it, and how can you avoid it? And then we talked about just a better understanding of what is addiction. So the next chapter that they suggested that I talk about is denial. And I didn't know really, you know, we hear these words, right, in our everyday conversations, but we're obviously not walking dictionaries. So I wanted to look up denial. And it was defined as the action of declaring something to be untrue. And I found that as an interesting definition, right? Defined as the action of declaring something to be untrue. And then I wrote my own definition of denial as when you are unable or unwilling to admit that you are suffering an addiction or in addiction to suffering. So I know I turned it around, because you are suffering an addiction, right? You can see these secondary addictions are having a, you know, wreaking havoc on your life, and or you're addicted to suffering, which, as I have shared, not many people know that. So you might not be unwilling or unable, but you just don't know, right? And so I also had a definition there, a state in which someone will not admit they have knowledge, responsibility, or feelings. And so I love that one, because they have knowledge that they're in addiction. I mean, it'd be really hard to miss that on your own self, right? But you can be in denial, I guess, you know, but somewhere in the back of your mind, I think, you know, you're denying responsibility for it. I think that happens a lot. And you're denying your feelings about it. So I like that one, a state in which someone will not admit that they have knowledge, responsibility, or feelings. So looking at my own life, I think we all struggle with denial until we are ready to face truth of our situation. And I've seen that really throughout my whole life, until it's almost like I see glimpses of what the truth really is in my life. And then every once in a while, I'll think about it. And then I'll be like, no, now we're going to really look at it. And I get quiet, and I go inside, or I talk to my therapist, and I say, I think this is time. I can remember saying that a lot. It's time to look at this, because it keeps coming up, and I keep being reminded of this specific experience. So if you're experiencing that, like this experience keeps coming into your consciousness, then it may be time. Maybe look at it as, why am I being reminded of this horrible thing? But look at it as, oh, it must be time to heal this. I should really, you know, have a professional that I'm working with look at this experience. Because I truly believe that when experiences come up like that, they're up for healing. It's time, so that you can move further along on your life journey or your spiritual journey. So I also wrote, when you first have that aha moment and the denial curtain is removed, it can both be a relief and be scary, almost like, now what do I do? Now that I know it, right? The thing that I've been in denial about, I know it now. So what do I do? And again, for me, it's always to have professional support or support of a recovery coach person. I am also a recovery coach. So I work with people on that, on the healing of their trauma and everything. Okay, so the last one I want to talk about today was surrender. And so in the dictionary, it says to yield to the power, control, or possession of another upon compulsion or demand. And then another addiction, I said, that doesn't make much sense for me in this conversation. So I looked up surrender spiritually, and it says, when you surrender spiritually, you stop forcing solutions on situations that you can't control, and instead trust and have faith that there is a divine force taking care of everything in a perfectly orchestrated manner. So surrender in the 12-step program in Alcoholics Anonymous is the term let go, let God. It's when you really say, I am done. I will never do that again. And the divine is like, okay, we got this. Let's send along some grace of healing, which we'll talk about next time. And for me, I knew that I was done with my bulimia. I was given a message from my grandmother to stop doing it or my family would bury me. And I did it one more time and my nose started bleeding and I could, it's almost like spirit turned my body inside out and I could see what I was doing to my organs. And that was it for me. And I have never done it again. And so we do have these moments of hitting rock bottom, but I wanted to share as a final thought that surrender is the bridge between suffering and grace. Standing in the center of the bridge, I could keep going towards grace or turn around and go back to suffering. So again, surrender is the bridge between suffering and grace. I love that. I think that's the perfect way of looking at it. All right, we're coming to an end of this segment. Please come back on August 11th or listen on your favorite podcast platform for The Hidden Truth Within Trauma, Part 2. All right, everybody, enjoy your day.
Thank you for tuning into Hungry for Answers. Learning to love ourselves is the one true solution to addiction. Make a commitment to healing today and see how you can reach your ultimate potential. Remember, you have a divine right to a life filled with love, joy, peace, and abundance. To learn more about me and my offerings, please go to clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E, -ITY.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.